In this tutorial, we will review another example of how to auto-post exceptions with future retractions. This tutorial will demonstrate both the remittance file with the future retraction notice, as well as the remittance file that contains the actual retraction itself. When auto-posting, insurance providers can inform your office of a future retraction in several different formats. In this instance, an informational message at the bottom of Section 1 will show a forwarding balance as the adjustment code. In this instance, an informational message at the bottom of Section 1 will show a forwarding balance as the adjustment code. This simply states that the amount shown will be retracted on a later date. The health insurance claim number is the patient. The health insurance claim number is the individual patient's insurance policy number. However, in this report, the patient's MEDIN account number is listed in this field. This is an example of how, depending on the insurance, the information given in this area can sometimes vary. In some cases, you may not receive any of this patient information, which is why it is extremely important that this area always be thoroughly. Reviewed and understood in order to properly manage the relevant exceptions. In this example, the exceptions that the forwarding balance message is referring to are located in Section 2 of the exception report. You will notice that the sum of the two pay amounts listed in Section 2. Equal the value stated as the amount of the future retraction at the bottom of Section 1. As is stated in the exception messages of Section 2, MEDIN has not done anything with this money. Therefore, it will be your office's decision. Whether you want to process the claims now or at a later time. MEDIN does recommend that you process the exceptions at the current time. At this time, you can reverse the payments and move them to the unapplied section of the ledger card. When this is completed, you should repost the zero payments listed in Section 1 of the report. By doing this, your office can handle the claims promptly by appealing the claim, putting it out to a patient responsibility, or charging another insurance if available. If you need assistance reversing or reposting these payments, please contact MEDIN Support for help. Please note that due to the way that the information is received from various sources, the FCN number may not always be present in the remittance file. Please note that due to the way that the information is received from various sources, the FCN number may not always be present in the FCN number may not always be present in the remittance file. Therefore, MedEnt recommends that your office make a copy of the EOB pertaining to the patients with the future retraction. Therefore, MedEnt recommends that your office make a copy of the EOB pertaining to the patients with the future retraction. The future retraction. Scrolling. When the remittance file that contains the retraction itself is received, the retraction notice will again be at the bottom of Section 1 of the exception report. When the remittance file that contains the retraction itself is received, the retraction notice will again be at the bottom of Section 1 of the exception report. The retraction notice will again be at the bottom of Section 1 of the exception report. This amount is coming from a prior remittance file and will have no relation to any of the exceptions in this exception report. In Section 3 of the exception report, you can review the totals for the remittance file. You will notice that the total amount processed, or the total amount of exceptions, is greater than the total amount of checks. You will notice that the total amount processed, or the total amount of exceptions, is greater than the total amount of the checks. Is greater than the total amount of the checks by the amount that was retracted. You will notice that the total amount processed, or the total amount of exceptions, is greater than the total amount of the checks by the amount that was retracted. For this example, rather than refunding by having a check sent to the insurance, rather than refunding by having a check sent to the insurance for the amount that was denied, the insurance will apply the amount that was previously paid towards the patients in this remittance file. For this example, rather than refunding by having a check sent to the insurance, The adjustment code states that it is a withhold or an overpayment recovery code. It also states that you should manually reverse and exit these payments. Please note that this file contains the account number regarding the overpayment recovery. Which will make it easier for your office to identify the patient whose claim was denied. As stated earlier, information that will identify the patient account with the retraction may not always be available, which is why MedEnt suggests that a copy of the EOB be made when the future retraction is received. In the file that contains the retraction, If the insurance provides the FCN number, but no further information, Medint does have a way to search by the FCN number in the auto post history. In the file that contains the retraction, if the insurance provides the FCN number, but no further information, Medint does have a way to search by the FCN number in the auto post history. To search for the FCN number, click the back button in the top left corner of the screen to exit the auto post exception report. Click the back button in the top left corner of the screen to exit the auto post exception report. You will return to the auto payments menu screen. Select the remittance file history button. Select the remittance file history button, which is where all of the remittance files will be stored. On the button line at the top of the screen, you will notice a button labeled FCN. Click on the FCN button, and a pop-up will appear where the field to enter the FCN number. When the FCN number is entered, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. When the search is complete, a list of remittance files matching the FCN number will appear. The search should result in at least two files being found, those files being the remittance file that contained the future retraction notice, as well as the recent remittance file containing the retraction itself. If no other files other than the one that you are currently working on are found, then the previous remittance files did not come through with the claim number you are searching for. At this point, you would have to contact the insurance provider to reference the claim number. If at least two remittance files are found, you should always start by highlighting the oldest one first. Click the Print Explanation of Benefits button in the top left corner of the screen. When the printing options appear, select Open in Browser. Please make sure that your printer setup is configured to display. is configured to display reports on the screen. The Explanation of Benefits or Explanation of Medicare Benefits will appear on your screen, where you can scroll through and search for the claim number. The Explanation of Benefits or the Explanation of Medicare Benefits will appear on your screen. The Explanation of Benefits or the Explanation of Medicare Benefits will appear on your screen where you can scroll through and search for the claim number. In the Windows Internet Explorer browser, you can highlight the information you are looking for to easily navigate to the patient reference. In the Windows Internet Explorer browser, you can highlight the information you are looking for to easily navigate to the patient reference. Click the gear icon in the top right corner of the screen and select File, Find on this page, or simply press Control F on your keyboard. Click the gear icon in the top right corner of the screen and select File, Find on this page. Click the gear icon in the top right corner of the screen and select File, Find on this page, or simply press Control F on your keyboard. A search box will appear in the top left corner of the browser. Enter in the FCN number, and it will immediately forward you to the matching number in the document. Which will be highlighted in yellow. At this point, you can reference the patient with the retraction. Or print the report from the browser if necessary. Back in MedEnt, access the patient's account through the patient lookup screen. At the patient information screen, click the ledger button to access the patient's ledger card. In the ledger card, find the payments needing to be reversed and exited. If you worked this claim when the future retraction came through, the payment should be in the unapplied section at the bottom of the ledger card. Remember that the retraction may be the sum of multiple payments, so it is important to identify all of the payments associated with the take back. When you have found the payments regarding the retraction, right-click over the payment line, and a pull-down will appear. When you have found the payments regarding the retractions, right-click over the payment line, and a pull-down will appear. When you have found the payments regarding the retractions, right-click over the payment line, and a pull-down menu will appear. Select the Reverse Prior Payments and Adjustments option. Select the Reverse Prior Payments and Adjustments option, and you will be forwarded to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen. Highlight the payment needed. Highlight the payment needed, and a prompt will appear and ask if you are sure that you want to reverse this record. Select Yes to reverse the payment, and a pop-up will prompt you to enter the amount to be reversed. The total amount will always default in automatically. Select Yes to reverse the payments. Select Yes to reverse the payment. Select Yes to reverse the payment, and a pop-up will prompt you to enter the amount to be reversed. The total amount will always default. The total amount will always default in automatically. When you have entered in the correct amount, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. When you have entered in the correct amount, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. An options prompt will appear with four options to handle the specific payment. Because the retractions adjustment code stated to reverse and exit, selecting option 4 is the proper choice for this payment. At the options prompt, after you have selected the appropriate option, you will be asked if you are sure that you do not want to reapply this payment. Always select Yes at this prompt when auto-posting. You do not want to reapply this payment. You do not want to reapply this payment. You will return to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen, where you can reverse any of the other payments that are needed. Please remember that future retractions can come through in multiple different formats. This tutorial has demonstrated only one of those formats. It is important that your office follow the exception message instructions to properly process each individual claim. This concludes the part two. This concludes part two of the AutoPost Exceptions with Adjusted Claims video tutorial. This concludes part two of the AutoPost Exceptions with Adjusted Claims video tutorial. This concludes part two of the AutoPost. This concludes part two of the AutoPost Exceptions with Adjusted Claims video tutorial.